today I'm pleased to announce that my government has provided $5 million for wild dog fencing out in rural Queensland.
The announcement of $5 million comes on top of a combined $14 million package from the state and federal governments to fund wild dog fences. It's welcome news for graziers like David Council from Barcaldine.
Oh, look, it's a fantastic thing. You know, all this sort of help for all of us out in this part of the world is just great news. No two ways about it.
As a landholder currently applying for cluster fencing funding, does this give you confidence that if you or someone like you misses out in this first round, that there's an opportunity straight away in the next round of funding?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yep, yep. And, you know, once we see that roadmap of where all the fences that do get funded go, we'll need to fill in the gaps. And so this really will deliver benefits in being able to reorganise where the fences are going to go. And hence, the whole community is going to get these benefits.
Do you think that this means that the government is seeing that fencing, like what many producers are saying, is now the only or the last option that you can add to your toolbox?
Well, these fences have only been around for about 5 years. They're relatively new technologies. The heavy fences and how to put them up and the fact that they actually do work, we've now got confidence. Now that we know that fences work, yeah, it's a bleeding obvious to invest in and put these things up.
The Premier has also appointed two wild dog commissioners to oversee the fencing project.
These two men here understand the bush. Vaughan Johnson, a long-term Member of Parliament, very well respected across both sides of the political fence. Mark O'Brien, former Mayor, understands the needs of the Southwest. These commissioners will be overseeing the implementation of the now $9 million of money that my government has dedicated to in relation to wild dog fencing.
Wild Dog Fencing Commissioner for the Central West and former LNP parliamentarian Vaughan Johnson says part of the role will be developing fence standards for this third round of fencing funding.
We've got to have a uniform standard. It's got to be of a certain height and certain dimensions. In some cases, the local property owners will build their own. In other areas, maybe it's going to be work for contractors. But the important thing is that in the role I'll play here in the Central West, I'll be touring those fences at intermittent times and making certain that the work's to a standard. So the initiative here is to make certain it's going to be there forever and a day, not paying lip service to something where it's going to fall over in 10 years.
Mark O'Brien, you're the other Wild Dog Fencing Commissioner and representing, I guess, the South West and the South West NRM Group. $5 million from the state government. We're already seeing the initial funding rolling out. How do you think this $5 million will be divided? Will it go to the Central West and to the South West?
Oh, that's a long way away from being decided. And quite frankly, Vaughan and I won't be making that decision on our own. This is a great opportunity. The Premier has seen, one, that the problem exists and continues to exist. Two, that we have already had some fantastic investment from the state government. And we have seven trial clusters in the southwest, and we're using the information that we're learning from that about what we should do into the future. So we will look at strategic investment of this money, and it may not necessarily be rolled out on the same basis that the current rollout is, which was different from the previous rollout. And in terms of standards of fence and so forth, what we learn from the first seven about heights, about distances of posts, all that stuff, we'll continue to have that conversation. I would suggest that depending on your countryside, that can vary. And all Vaughan and I will do is make sure that it gets invested strategically and with best bang for the buck. And I'm not at all presuming that that will be on the same basis that any of the previous investment has been done.